Ladies and gentlemen, our two pipers, Kirk Johnstone and Alex McGulkin, are going to lead the undergraduate group and the graduate students into the tent in the next two or three minutes, so you might want to give them a big warm welcome when they come. They're just outside the right side of your aircraft. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Welcome to the third convocation, the second today. There's another one tonight at 6. If you're taking continuing education courses, you can come to that one as well, which I don't think you will. This is enough. This is a smaller one today, and we should be finished probably by about 3:30 or 3:32, something like that. We'll see. Today, I would like to hear a nice round of applause for Brian Sand and his quintet over here. My name is David Harp from the chemistry department. I am the chef du protocol. It sounds like a cooking situation, but it's actually just chief marshal. And my main task is to entertain you for the next 4.1 minutes or something like that, until the platform party comes down the aisle. The colors that you see that the faculty are wearing relate generally to the university from which they graduated. This is the University of North Carolina. This hat is not a Frisbee, and I think I will take it off lest I be tempted to throw it to the fourth row or so, and I may never get it back. The nicest comment I ever had about the hat was actually at another university where I was attending a function, and some young man looked at it and he said, "Killer hat, man." It is an interesting hat, I'll give it that. I have a couple of announcements. The first one is, if this is your first degree, take off your hats now and you won't have hat hair over here when you're trying to fix it all up. Not so much for the gentleman, but it will help you a lot. It's also a little cooler. If you have already received a degree, as the PhD group and maybe the master's group have, you can take it off also, but put it back on and you'll have that all explained to you. The ceremony will start after the entrance on the right side, as you'll see in the same path that all of you came in, will be the platform party, which will be a number of professors, and the last group will be the chair of the board, the chancellor, and the principal. And they will take their seats up here. The chancellor is the conductor of this ceremony, and that's Arnold Steinberg, and he will sit in the throne, as you see it right here. One other comment to make, and that is that the Class Action 2011 saved enough money to buy a nice water kiosk, so if you're really thirsty, we're trying to eliminate all the plastic bottles, and you can get this up on the patio outside of the library area. And if you're interested in theater and costumes and the like, in the basement of the arts building, there is a display of the last 25 years of the plays that have been put on, lots of medieval plays, earlier, older than that, and young and more modern, and there's a display of all of that in the basement of the arts building, which is exiting to your right and then straight up to that arts building. I think that's most of the announcements. The ceremony will start with the alma mater, as sung by Winston Purdy. He will conclude the entire ceremony with a rendition of O Canada, and then you are all free to exit and wander about and start your lives, as you will be told by our honorary doctorate, Mark Tesse-Levine. He is the present president of Rockefeller University. This is a major research institution in New York City. Many of you know about this. I've talked about the Rockefeller University in my class, particularly with respect to some of the accomplishments of Oswald Avery, who really preceded Watson and Crick in discovering the DNA molecule. One other comment to make, perhaps, or remark to make, and I just want to illustrate it with this, if I can manage to assemble I guess I could more easily say it. Just please, if you would, stifle your... I guess I can't even operate. Here we go. Stifle your cell phones. That was a gentle one. Some people have cell phones that would wake the dead, I guess, almost. I thought I would try the one that you probably all heard if you have a... let me see, here we go. I think that's the alarm that's supposed to wake people up. So anyway, turn your cell phones off. That would be a really nice touch. And one thing I do like to do at these proceedings is just to take a picture of everybody. You're taking pictures of everybody else. Did that flash? No, it didn't. Let me try this one. Yeah, there you are. Thank you very much. I think you can hear in the distance out of the right side. I like to call this a 797. It does hold 25 or 2600 people. Fortunately, the folks in the back are not quite in that disadvantaged position as you can be, that we will have on Thursday when William Shatner receives an honorary degree. There will be numerous amounts of press here, I am sure, and I'm just hoping that what he does, if you have a chance to attend, is to sing O Canada in the way that William Shatner sings, which is, O Canada, my home, on native land. That kind of, he may do that. He's done it before, and he may do it again. And what I would do when the ceremony group led by Jeff McCarthy, the piper, when they come near enough, I would ask you to stand and to welcome the platform party, and they should be here any minute. We like to start right on 2 o'clock or within a minute, perhaps, and I think that's just about where we are right now. And they're coming now, so perhaps levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, perhaps to rise for the platform party. They should be entering within the next 30 seconds or so. I thought your applause for the undergraduates was really very nice, and I think it might be fun to do it for this group as well.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, your families and friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Science and students graduating with a Bachelor of Arts and Science. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue sur notre beau campus de centre-ville, lieu de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la Faculté des Sciences. Now it has become the custom for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a few words of his own. Hopefully, something that will be sufficiently meaningful for you to think about as you move along from your still very young lives. Remember that based on current life expectancy trends, the overwhelming percentage of you in this graduating class still have another 70 or 80 years of living. During this time, most of you will have more than one career, possibly, or more likely, several careers, regardless of your academic or professional training. As a result, learning is something that you will need to pursue throughout your lives. But as you will come to realize, education is not merely about academic achievements to acquire the means to advance the career paths you have chosen or which you will subsequently choose. Lifelong learning is essential to provide nourishment for the sustenance of the mind and spirit, whether it be an appreciation for art, literature, music, travel, or birdwatching. Since you will hopefully have a long journey ahead of you, please put in the time and effort, and it does take a lot of both, to expose yourselves to entirely new areas of learning, and you will be richly rewarded. I cannot begin to describe the joy I have derived over the past 40 years as a result of visits to museums, art galleries, special exhibitions, and finally the works of art that I have acquired from my personal home. This acquisition of knowledge, completely apart from my day jobs, has truly enhanced my quality of life, and this is a passion that started after completing all of my university training. So to all of you, a safe and exciting journey. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Chancellor, Chairman, Governors, Senators, esteemed colleagues, our distinguished honoree, Professor Mark Tessier-Levine, proud family and friends, and most important, graduating class of 2011, bonjour et bienvenue. Welcome to all on this beautiful downtown campus for this very special ceremony. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifice you have made to arrive here today, at this milestone in your life, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for leave-taking and farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. Convocation is, after all, a beginning, a ceremony marking your initiation in the fullest sense into the fellowship of this university. You entered this tent as students of McGill University, and you will leave as graduates of your alma mater. As such, you will become the newest members of a family of more than 210,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chairman, our vice chair, and our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Professor Mark Tessier-Levine. Graduates, as McGill students, you have worked very hard without question, But as tough as it may be to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family members or closest friends of McGill students. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me right now in expressing our appreciation to your family members and friends, those who are with us and those who couldn't be. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and about the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues, habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépend de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement de vôtre. Graduates, today you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833, the first of which were granted right here on these very lawns. Indeed, this spring marks an important milestone in our McGill history as well as your own. On March 31, 1821, McGill College received a royal charter establishing it as a university with the power to grant degrees. Thus, in this historic year for McGill, we celebrate the 190th anniversary of our founding and McGill's long tradition of academic excellence and leadership contribution. For you and for all members of our community, this anniversary is an opportunity to pause, to reflect on our beginnings, to celebrate our ties to this great university and to each other, and to acknowledge the contributions of McGill over 190 years of history. It was on these very grounds that James McGill was living when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to create a secular university of world stature. He made this gift when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty that this land, on the side of a wintry mountain on an isolated island, could ever be the site, 200 years hence, of a great city or a world-class university. But this university did become great, and you, graduating class of 2011, are the direct descendants of that pioneering leap of faith by our great founder, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke English and French and Aboriginal languages, who believed, above all else, in the power of education to transform the world. James McGill's dream has been realized to a greater extent than perhaps even he imagined. For nearly two centuries, McGill University has made its impact felt in every important field of human endeavor, from medicine to music, law to engineering, in business and in the agricultural and environmental sciences, in the physical sciences, in the arts, and in the social sciences, here in Canada and around the world. In the words of the father of modern medical education, Sir William Osler, a McGill graduate and professor of medicine, "The great possession of any university is its great names, and the history of McGill is a history of remarkable names and individuals. James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world." Today, McGill's graduates are Nobel laureates and Rhodes Scholars, astronauts and cabinet members, poets and prime ministers, justices of the Supreme Court, foreign leaders, Academy and Grammy Award winners, and Olympic medalists. These individuals have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill and our abiding commitment to excellence, to diversity, and to community service, just as you yourselves do. These values will be our future, your future, as they have also shaped our past. As we celebrate you, class of 2011, we also celebrate the Faculty of Science. The study of science has a distinguished history at McGill, from the early courses in biological and physical sciences and the creation of the Faculty of Science in the 1970s up to the present day. As our Dean of Science, Martin Grant, advances into his second mandate, we applaud his highly inspired and effective leadership as team science builds on that tradition. Over the past year, excellence in science at McGill has received national and international recognition on many occasions. A special note of recognition is due to Professor Kenneth Reagan, this year's Leo Yaffe Award winner for excellence in teaching, who unfortunately could not be with us here today. We also pay tribute today to renowned McGill Science graduate and recent Nobel laureate, Dr. Willard Boyle, who passed away earlier this month, and to Dr. Jack Szostek, McGill graduate and recent Nobel laureate, who received this morning an honorary doctorate at today's morning science convocation. Graduating class of 2011, as you leave here later today, know that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. And as you forge new beginnings, remember where you came from. In his 1944 address to McGill graduates, written 1 month before he died, Stephen Leacock, legendary Canadian humorist and longtime McGill professor of economics and political science, gave the following advice. You carry away today a parchment. Keep it. And as the years go by, your McGill parchment will take on a deeper meaning, a magic wealth of memories. Wherever we go, we still carry with us our affection for the things we leave behind. In going out from McGill later today, your fellowship in all that it means remains unbroken. Leacock's words ring true today, graduates. May you feel rich in your own wealth of memories. And as the famously outspoken economist himself might have said, may you, in your richness, when you receive it, remember us as well. Above all, may your education, your alma mater, and your relationships with each other continue to nourish you. But for today, now, this is your special day. Savor every moment. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask the Principal to please return to the podium and present Professor Marc Tessier-Lavigne, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Marc Tessier-Lavigne. It is our privilege today to honor Dr. Marc Tessier-Lavigne, neuroscientist and esteemed McGill alumnus. A leader in the study of the mechanisms of brain development and repair, Dr. Tessier-Lavigne is globally renowned for his pioneering research at the interface of physics, biology, physiology, and neuroscience. His contributions have had far-reaching influence in human health, academia, and industry throughout a distinguished and multifaceted research career, and as you can see, he is still quite a young man. And now this career has taken an exciting new turn as Dr. Tessier-Lavigne has assumed the position of the 10th president of the Distinguished Rockefeller University in New York. Born in Trenton, Ontario, Dr. Tessier-Lavigne received a McGill Bachelor of Science in Physics with first-class honors in 1980. He then attended Oxford University as a Rhodes Scholar, where he has said he first encountered the nervous system and fell in love with it, earning a Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy and Physiology while there. Dr. Tessier-Lavigne obtained his PhD in Physiology from University College London in 1987, and he conducted postdoctoral work at the MRC Developmental Neurobiology Unit in London, and then as a Markey Scholar at Columbia University. Dr. Tessier-Lavigne went on to contribute distinguished teaching and research as a professor at the University of California, San Francisco, and at Stanford University. He served as a research investigator with the Howard Hughes Medical Institute from 1994 to 2003. Those who know Dr. Tessier-Lavigne say that it was obvious from early on that he was destined for great things. And this became evidently so when in 1994 he became internationally renowned for his discovery of netrons, the chemical that guides axons to their destinations, solving a problem that had stumped neurobiologists for more than a century. Dr. Tessier-Lavigne and his colleagues have discovered mechanisms crucial for understanding how the human brain forms during normal development, These discoveries have revealed essential tools to assist in regeneration of nerve connections following trauma or injury, including those implicated in paralyzing injuries to the spinal cord. His research on the development of the brain has also uncovered clues to understanding how Alzheimer's disease is triggered. In 2003, Dr. Tessier-Levine joined Genentech, an innovative and globally successful biotechnology company. As Executive Vice President, Research, and Chief Scientific Officer, he headed the Genentech Research Organization. In this role, he directed more than 1,400 people in disease research and drug discovery focused on cancer, immune disorders, infectious diseases, and neurodegenerative diseases. While managing a team of this size would be enough for most people, Dr. Tessier-Levine at the same time maintained his own active basic research laboratory studying the mechanisms of brain development and repair. When he left Genentech to become president of the Rockefeller University, there was no question but that his outstanding scientific background and unique management abilities positioned him superbly to lead a university that encompasses more than 70 independent research laboratories. In recognition of his outstanding contributions to scientific research and innovation, he has received numerous distinguished national and international prizes. Among others, he is an elected member of the Royal Society of London, a fellow of the Royal Society of Canada, and a fellow of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. In addition to Dr. Tessier-Levine's extraordinary intellectual and scientific achievements, he is a remarkable teacher, a warm and compassionate individual, a man devoted to family and community. He has maintained close ties with McGill and in 2009 delivered an outstanding BD Memorial Lecture to a large and most enthusiastic audience at our homecoming weekend. That audience. We, together along with his mother, Sheila Tessier-Levine, and fellow Rhodes Scholar and McGill alumnus John McCall McBain, are delighted today to honor this accomplished scientific and academic world leader. It is thus with great pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon this distinguished son of McGill, Dr. Mark Tessier-Levine, the university's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure and privilege to invite Dr. Mark Tessier-Levine to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Tessier-Levine.
Chancellor Steinberg, Chairman Cobbett, Principal Monroe Bloom, faculty members, parents, friends, and fellow graduates. I'd like to start by extending my congratulations to the students of the class of 2011. Bienvenue et félicitations à la classe de 2011. Your dedication and accomplishments are inspiring to all of us here today. Nous sommes fiers de vous, y compris vos amis et les membres de vos familles qui sont venus ici aujourd'hui pour cette célébration. I'd also like to thank you, Principal Monroe Bloom, for your kind introduction. And I'd like to thank my old friend, McGill friend, John McCall McBain, for participating in the ceremony. There's no greater honor than to be recognized by one's home institution, and I'm deeply humbled by this accolade. I'm also thrilled that my mother could be here today, and I would like to thank her for her love and steadfast support over the years. I'm also delighted that this event provides the opportunity to strengthen the already tight bond between McGill and Rockefeller University. In fact, just last week, we announced that a McGill scientist, Dr. Brenda Milner, who's here on the podium, is being honored with Rockefeller's most prestigious award, the Perlmeister Greengard Prize, for her seminal studies on memory. And I look forward to deepening the interactions between our institutions in the years to come. As a grateful McGill graduate, I also care deeply about the university, and so I'd like to congratulate you, Principal Monroe Bloom, and the entire leadership of McGill for the great success you've had in the past decade in affirming McGill's position as one of the top universities in the world. I've watched with admiration as you've hired hundreds of dynamic young professors, strengthened the links between teaching and research, and worked tirelessly to improve the undergraduate experience. All of this makes me very optimistic about the future of McGill and its graduates. Now, some of you may be surprised by my optimism. After all, there are plenty of reasons for caution and despondency, if not downright pessimism. As scientists and educators, we're faced with growing financial constraints. As citizens and residents of our countries, we're faced with an uncertain economic climate that affects everything, from the price of gas and food to housing and tuition, and which has robbed many of their jobs. As citizens of the world, we're faced with environmental challenges stemming from climate change and unwise use of natural resources. But alongside these challenges, there are also enormous opportunities, many brought about by scientific and technological advance. Perhaps because I've spent the last two decades in Silicon Valley, I believe that with the right focus, we can mine these opportunities to innovate our way out of many of the problems confronting us. In my remarks today, I'd like to reflect briefly on the related themes of opportunity, innovation, and risk-taking. For this, I'll focus first on what I myself know best, biomedical research. For biologists, this is truly a golden age of discovery. As a result of the biological revolution of the past 20 years, we can now look forward to understanding, with a resolution that was unimaginable just a few years ago, how the cell works and how the brain works, and how the body develops, fights infection, regenerates itself, and ages. This revolution has also stimulated a new convergence of science and medicine, thanks to the development of powerful technologies to interrogate disease. Nowhere is this convergence more evident than in cancer research, a major area of focus at Genentech, where I was, and at Rockefeller, where I am now. Our understanding of the molecular basis of cancer broke open in the 1990s and 2000s, and this in turn has fueled the development of the first wave of targeted therapies that are now showing benefits in cancers as diverse as leukemia, breast cancer, and melanoma, and with the promise of even greater advances to come. With over 800 experimental medicines currently in clinical trials, we can expect the pace of cancer treatment will be profoundly transformed in the next two decades, with greatly extended survival and even cures in many cancers. What is true for cancer is also true for many other areas of biology, including inflammatory disorders like asthma and infectious diseases. Other fields lag, such as Alzheimer's disease, because our knowledge is still incomplete, and more research is needed to understand the causes. But there's good reason to believe that a determined effort will break open those fields too. These developments illustrate the progress we've made in addressing some urgent societal needs, but what do they tell us more generally about tackling the many big problems confronting society? I think they tell us several things. First, that big advances can only be built on deep knowledge of the root causes of problems, in my example, cancer, and will be possible only if we invest long-term in understanding their causes. That big advances require constant experimentation and a willingness to take calculated risks, for example, when a company invests hundreds of millions of dollars to test a speculative theory about disease. That big advances usually occur through a series of many small steps, punctuated by only occasional leaps forward. And that big advances therefore require passion, focus, and tenacity in the face of setbacks. And finally, that big advances require collaboration of many people and institutions with diverse backgrounds and complementary expertise, in the cancer example, scientists, clinicians, and drug developers. These lessons apply to institutions like McGill and Rockefeller and to society as a whole. I believe they also apply at an individual level to you, the members of the graduating class. And as you prepare for the next step in your careers, my advice to you echoes the themes I've just sketched out. First, whatever path you choose, whether in science, law, business, or the many other fields that are open to you, choose one that you're passionate about and focus and dig deep into your subject matter. As you've already learned in your studies, mastery of your field provides the necessary substrate for innovation and real advance. So focus, be rigorous, don't settle for half measures. Above all, strive for excellence. As well, most of you should expect that your future activities will require collaborating closely, often daily, with other professionals. So be respectful of your colleagues and focus on how to interact with them productively as you advance your own career. Don't assume this comes naturally to most people. For many, it's a learned skill and one you should cultivate in yourself. And don't allow setbacks to discourage you. Those of you who become scientists will find that many experiments fail, but that makes the experiments that work all the sweeter. Those of you who embrace other careers will experience your share of setbacks too. It's the price of true innovation. So expect setbacks, embrace setbacks, and persist in spite of them. A healthy attitude toward setbacks is also needed if you are to take the calculated risks that are required not just for success, but also, I believe, for personal fulfillment. I'm not talking about being reckless, but rather embracing a path that's exciting or potentially transformative and seems within your reach, but which is outside your immediate comfort zone and where the outcome is less assured than if you were to stick with the status quo. The risk to tackle a big problem in science rather than just incremental advances. The risk to change the way your team or institution is structured in order to run more effectively or to reach a greater goal. The risk to change career paths more dramatically when the opportunity seems right. In Silicon Valley, risk-taking is part of the fabric, and failure that results from taking a good risk, but not a bad risk, is seen as a badge of honor. My own career has involved a series of calculated risks. After studying physics, I took the risk to reorient my research towards the brain. I later left the familiarity of academia to take a position in industry when I saw the opportunity to have a bigger impact on human health. And just when I'd become comfortable, I was offered the position at Rockefeller, which I accepted, as I became convinced that there I could help even more to advance the science needed for poorly treated diseases like Alzheimer's. Taking these risks wasn't easy. In each case, I did so with trepidation, as I had to start digging deep again in a new area without guarantee that it would work out. But in each case, it enabled me to enter a new period of personal growth. And when taking a big step, I've learned to encourage myself with the thought that, even if things don't work out, the experience is nonetheless likely to be profoundly enriching. It's been said that experience is what you get when you don't get what you wanted. If I can leave you with one message today, it's to encourage you to embrace calculated risk-taking, knowing that you will reap the reward, or at least the experience. And so I'd like to close with two writings from Anaïs Nin, the French-Cuban-American author, that have inspired me and which, I hope, will resonate with you as well. "Life expands or shrinks in proportion to one's courage," she said, referring to the courage to seize opportunities as they present themselves. I hope you will cultivate and nurture that courage in yourselves. And she explains the fulfillment that comes from this type of calculated risk-taking in a poem simply titled Risk. "And then the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom." As you move forward in your lives and your careers, and you feel the pain of remaining tight in a bud, have the courage to allow yourselves to blossom. Congratulations on your great accomplishment. Class of 2011, we're excited to watch as you embark on what we know will be for each of you a productive and fulfilling future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Tessier Levine. I thought what resonated mostly with me was the issue of setbacks. And whether you're talking about Silicon Valley, for every one that succeeds, there are hundreds and hundreds that have setbacks. And even those who have succeeded have only succeeded after many setbacks. No one goes through life without serious setbacks, and the question is getting back up on your feet and starting over again. And often, the mistake we make is that we try and do that alone, and that's, I think, a fatal mistake. There are friends, families, even the university, that can help you recover from these setbacks. But don't expect, only in fairy tales do we go through life without these setbacks. And I thought that was an important message for all of us. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. And I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite students graduating from the Faculty of Science and students graduating with the degree of Bachelor of Arts and Science to come forward for the conferral of their degrees and a celebration of their achievements. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. A student receiving his or her first degree shall remove their hat and will be symbolically capped on top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. A student who already has earned a degree will keep the mortarboard on his or her head and instead will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. No serious injuries have been reported, but the university cannot guarantee the actual force that my colleagues will use in executing this maneuver. This year, McGill University is proud to introduce the First Nations graduation scarves for First Nation, Inuit, and Métis graduates. A red scarf signifies a degree, and a white scarf signifies a diploma or certificate. So if you see them, it is a First Nations or Métis graduate. The parchment or the degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduates. I now invite Professor David Ragsdale to present the graduates and Professor Martin Grant, Dean of Science, to distribute the diplomas. Congratulations, class of 2011. Félicitations.
For the degree of Bachelor of Arts and Science, Nicholas James Ainsworth, distinction. Juliana Atala. Simon Jonas Barabi. Vincent Bezalt, Joint Honors in Mathematics and Economics. Charlotte Ruth Bhaskar. Laura Christine Bryson. Jichelle Mary Chakalako. Cloris Ching Lam Chan. Michael Chittiat. Gabrielle Genev Chown, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Stephen Quinn Crampton, Honors in Environment. Danielle Anna Cuthbert, Distinction. Rebecca Cairns Davidson. Joy Zhuo Ding, Dean's Honor List. Dara Jafarian. Eric Robert Dottie. Kathleen Jacqueline Durward. Tyler Kyle Eller. Daniel Ariel Friedlander, Distinction. Leora Tova Ruth Frimmer. Amy Go. Bianca De Almeida Granado, Distinction. Jeremy Grenier. Sarah Clay Griffin, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Darren Haber, Distinction. Nisha Hazra. Lauren Nicole Hudak. Aisha Jara. Lee Renat Katzman, Honors in Cognitive Science. Hilary Louise Keller Parsons. Margaret Sybil Dowling Knight, Distinction First Class Honors in Environment. Nicole Elizabeth Lajeunesse, Honors in Cognitive Science. Susanna May Yon Lee, Distinction First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Jun Lee, Distinction. Sarah Louise Libertini. Stephanie Mahaffey. Zachary Margolis. Alexa Brittany Marr, Dean's Honor List. Ian Martin, First Class Joint Honors in Philosophy, First Class Joint Honors in Physics, Ad Hoc, Dean's Honor List. Albane Mozoyer. Catherine Elizabeth McLeod. Stephanie Hope Moore. Raluca Onea, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Consuelo Penaloza. Julia Catherine Peniston. Daisy Kwan. Anita Ramachandran. Arthur Eric Reed. Jason Patrick Riley. Linda Vanessa Rivera, Distinction. Sophia Oleksaeva Sergeyenko. Alex Allen Shapiro. William Scott Schoen, Honors in Cognitive Science. David Patrick Power Singh. Sydney Paige Smith. Andrea Sokolowski. Devin James Sodom, Honors in Cognitive Science. Mara Tyler Safarin. Jasmine Lakshmi Pamela Subrayan. Payun Tang. Kartiga Thyagaraja, Dean's Honor List. Rebecca Marion Thorne. William James Vanderbilt. Joseph Weiner, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science. Trip Yang. Alexa Miriam Jegendorf. Emil Jia Yu. Jordan Noah Zagdansky. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Anne Sophie Champod. Rebecca Jean Danos. Michael Dian. Christiane Druin. Nicholas Dutille. Willem Lucas Ides. Philip Egberts. James Augustin Hedberg. Glenn Norman Hickey. Tao Ji. Jun Kyong Kim. Corey Paul Leho.
Xiaoyu Liu. Tian An Ngo. Ivo Panayotov. Shinju Park. Christopher Payette. Barbara Winter. Xusheng Zhang. Changyi Zhu. For the degree of Master of Science, Chahi Adorian. Mazen Alborno. Shamir Sultan Ali. Amina Aslam. Melanie Berger. Mandy Chong. Teresa Kiyoko Deering. Xiaoxi Dong. Ryan Faulkner. Maja Zofia Friedrichowitz. Pascal Gallant. Valerie Garish. Maxime Guiguerre Bisson. Elise André Garrett. Jonathan Guillemet. Ning Jia. Guillaume Laporte. Julie Pascal Lefebvre. Emmanuel Buse Fanov. Alexander Poisson. Michael Richard. Sudipta Sadukan. Milena Skachia. Artur Tomberg. Elizabeth Victor. Peter Gilbert Francis Watson. Victor Yu. Solmaz Shahalizada Kalkoran. Ala Sadiq Shali. Aaron Soyan. Benjamin Tyler Sprott. Jeffrey David St. Denis. Xutong Sun. Niraj Santosh Tiku. For the Diploma in Environment, Jean-Philippe Ung. For the Diploma in Meteorology, Julian Sean Enright. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Applied Mathematics, Julie Esther Novak, First Class Honors in Applied Mathematics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences, Marie-Christine Anne Rizer. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Atmospheric Science, Georgina Da Costa Baradas. Annie Foppert, Honors in Atmospheric Science. Justin Jonathan Foster. Matthew Allen Gruber. Zachary Jardak. Adrienne Marie Lepoutre. Brett Nicholas Soderholm. Etienne Tetrault-Pinard, First Class Honors in Atmospheric Science, J.S. Marshall Prize, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, Anna Albertson, Honors in Chemistry. Kumal Shahzad Ali. Zubeda Anwar. Nicole Avakian, First Class Honors in Chemistry, Dean's Honor List. Lindsay Ellen Banks, Honors in Chemistry. Antoine Isabelle Beauvais Lacasse, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Janet Rose Beliveau, Honors in Chemistry. Adam Paul Bouchard, Honors in Chemistry. Rebecca Brunswick Werner. Catherine Bujol, Distinction, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Rachel Schwery, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Kevin Michael Conley, First Class Honors in Chemistry. James Duffy, First Class Honors in Chemistry, Dean's Honor List. Leela Marie Rose Elmer. Lina L. Rafai. Amelia Fong. Rebecca Green, Distinction First Class Honors in Chemistry, G. Stafford Whitby Prize in Polymer Chemistry. Philip Kenneth Gregoire, Distinction First Class Honors in Chemistry. Jack Z.G. Guan, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Haechi, Honors in Chemistry. Susanna Hall. Vladimir Grabowski, First Class Honors in Chemistry, Dean's Honor List. Alex Jacobson, First Class Honors in Chemistry, Governor General's Silver Medal, Moist Traveling Scholarship, R.F. Robertson Prize in Chemistry, Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, Dean's Honor List. Erek Kuchgarian. Jenny Liu, Ann Molson Prize in Chemistry, First Class Honors in Chemistry, Dean's Honor List. Eric Alexander Margulies, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Christina Motillo, Honors in Chemistry. Chloe Marie O'Sullivan, Clifford B. Purvis Prize, Dean's Honor List. David Polkari, Honors in Chemistry. Joshua Patel, First Class Honors in Chemistry. Nicole Denise Redder. Arielle Regnault, Honors in Chemistry. Mikhail Romashko, Distinction First Class Honors in Chemistry. Xianru Shen. Julian Robert Silverman, Honors in Chemistry. Audrey Sui. Abigail Takats. Allison Marie White. Benjamin Matthew Williams, Clifford B. Purvis Prize, R.F. Robertson Award in Physical Chemistry, Dean's Honor List. Yi Chao Wu, First Class Honors in Chemistry, Dean's Honor List. Tyler Yi, Honors in Chemistry. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, Luke Bailey. Simon Keita Golita Breeson, Distinction. Constance Angela Karamanolis, Honors in Computer Science. Jordan Katrachia Distinction. Mika Cherkui, First Class Honors in Computer Science. Cicerone Kojakaru. Alexandra Gass. Aman Hung. Paul Warren Hussman. Benjamin Vitu Peck, Honors in Computer Science. Paul Reinling. Guillaume Saulnier Comte, First Class Honors in Computer Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and Biology, Adani Farah, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth and Planetary Sciences, Killian Charles. Mathieu Doucette. Nicholas Ian Dunn. Dante Elizabeth Huff. Chris Kelly. Melissa Danielle Maisonneuve, Distinction, Logan Gold Medal. Stephen Pond. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Earth System Science, Adam Pinchevsky. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Environment, Philippe Julien Paul Brunet. Lashlyn Paige Crawford, First Class Honors in Environment. Linnea Files. Catherine Luce Marie McBurney. Shabil McCourt. Thank you. Andre Christian McGovern. Karina Satomi Miki, Distinction. Catherine Anna Milbers, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Claire Betty Magdalene Poller. Naomi Ruth Schwartz, Dean's Honor List. Sienna Avril Pearl Swab. Kyle Alexandra Tushera, Kyle Alexander Tushera Martins, Chester McNaughton Prize, First Class Honors in Environment, Dean's Honor List. Ardashir Vafadari. Sonia Voicescu. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Geography, Sagar Bhushan Gupta. Mark Lalonde, Honors in Geography. Robbie Marat, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Geography. Elizabeth O'Brien McNamee, Honors in Geography. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, Maxime Octave Victor Bergeron, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics. Danielle Alexander Bernucci, Distinction, Charles Fox Memorial Prize, First Class Honors in Mathematics. Francois Basalut. Sarah Caitlin Burns. Danielle Gerard Chippin. Gabrielle de la Chevrotere Rousseau, Edward Rosenthal Memorial Prize in Mathematics, First Class Honors in Mathematics, Dean's Honor List. Carla Lynn Hanault. Rong Hu. Rachel Shelley Lamond. Shanda Charmaine Lamond. Shang Yil Li. Lauren Mack. Andrew Brown Martin. Ravi Shekhar Pidatilla. Francois Seguin, First Class Honors in Mathematics, Gaurasankaran Prize in Mathematics and Statistics, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Computer Science, Alexandra Frechette. Kensak Sotra Lim. Michael Shapiro. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Physics, Santiago Juan Batista, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Long Chen, Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Francis Duplessis, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Maxim Emelin, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Philippe Guigueur, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Julian Haofar Chin, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Jean-Christian Claude Bernard Lemay, Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Vadim Nemitov, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Kaushal Hasmukh Patel, Anne Molson Gold Medal, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, Horace Watson Medal and Prize, Dean's Honor List. Philippe Alexander Sabella Garnier, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Sam Alexander Selmani, Distinction, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics. Alexandra Rose Thompson, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, Dean's Honor List. Olivier Trottier, First Class Honors in Mathematics and Physics, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics, Tal Arain, First Class Honors in Physics. Lucy Paul Madeline Beaumont, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physics. Jacob Adam Barrett Beaudry. Timothy Blaze, First Class Honors in Physics. Robert E. Bell Prize in Physics, Dean's Honor List. Andrew Bodze. William Carroll. Chav Chow, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physics. Giuliano Coteto. Peter Don Dahlberg, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physics. Neil Edelman. Ye Gu. Sarush Hafezian. Mohammed Harb, Honors in Physics. Yuji Kamio. Hen Karako, Honors in Physics. Nicholas James Michael LaBelle Buchanan, First Class Honors in Physics. Nicholas Robert Lee Hone, First Class Honors in Physics. Marshall Peters. Robin Kurt. Marc-Andre Renault, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physics. Rafi Takjian. Xiaoya Wang, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics and Computer Science, Pierre Hans Corcoran. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physics and Geophysics, Matthew Brenner. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Probability and Statistics, Annalisa McGillivray, Distinction, First Class Honors in Probability and Statistics. Catherine Elizabeth Rudd, First Class Honors in Probability and Statistics. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Psychology, Erica Abbey, Dean's Honor List. Solange Christine Akachi. Galnush Alamian. Patrick Ambrosio. Maria Ann Lilius Austin. Oh, marvelous. Annie Blinova. Daniel Eric Boutillier. Chandni Daya Nari Chatani. Cassandra Caroline Digges. Jason Donovan. Brendan Masatoshi Fairweather. Eric Alexander Finkel, Distinction First Class Honors in Psychology. Sarah Elizabeth Gritani. Lisa Pauline Gross. Ryan Thomas Guglietta, Distinction, First Class Honors in Psychology. Anne Marie Haldane, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Kyla Gabrielle Hamill, Distinction, First Class Honors in Psychology. Cesara Marinella Hagnanu. Sonia Hussein. Katerina Jovsik. Frank Jake Kachanoff, First Class Honors in Psychology, Dean's Honor List. Vakar Ali Khan. Catherine Yuri Kim, first class honors in psychology. Corey Mark Kluner. Daniela Sari Ladowski, honors in psychology. Vivian Wing Yan Law. Stephanie Lucille Leon, distinction, first class honors in psychology. Shu Wei Lin. Alisa Liu, distinction, first class honors in psychology. Blanche Liu. Jinxia Li, distinction, first class honors in psychology. Heather Louisa McLaren. Thomas Mallon. Laura Danielle McClement. Jordan Brianna McKee. Lindsay Aaron Moncars. Hon Yang In. Victoria Ng, distinction, first class honors in psychology. Amanda Ovadia, distinction, first class honors in psychology. Nadia Parekh. Jonathan Parsons, distinction. Laksh Puri, distinction, first class honors in psychology. Dana Alexandra Rich, distinction, first class honors in psychology. David Aaron Rothstein. Ravin Nina Sangara. Natalie Schaefer, distinction. Catherine Ann Sketchley. Lee Jean Smith. Chloe Stephanic Langlois. Ellen Christine Stevenson, distinction, first class honors in psychology. Elise Tanzini. Cameron Taylor, distinction, first class honors in psychology. Leona Ann Tushera. Ka Wei Kerry C. Chin Han Wu. Nicole Ann Zainwick, distinction, first class honors in psychology. Ting Chang. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Software Engineering, Christopher Adrian Shankland. Jianan Shen.
I want to extend a special thanks to Professor Ragsdale, who's done yeoman's work reading out all the names this morning and this afternoon. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacune de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré, avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Du que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.